You guys know how much I love my spa, my Bullfrog Spa from Tropical Pool and Spa. Make sure that you're grabbing one right now and getting it ordered. People are finally figuring out they really need to get this ordered and on its way, because I'm telling you, it'll save you from the world's stress. It's amazing to have in your backyard. You have to have, if we're going to have staycations for a while, my gosh, what an option for you guys. Go to Tropical Pool and Spa. Don't waste any time. They have $1,000 off right now on their Labor Day special. You just can't beat it. You just can't beat it. And so they have special financing or the $1,000 off. Take advantage of it right now and get it ordered. It'll be the best thing you've done for yourself in a long, long time. TropicalFiberglassPool.com. TropicalFiberglassPool.com. And this is the company you want to go with. They're the ones that are easy to work with. And just, it's just such a fun, it's just, I can't even express how wonderful a Bullfrog Spa is, because I get in it every night. And it takes my stress away. I want you to do the same for you. Also, their swim spas are really amazing. And their fiberglass pools, nobody can beat them in price. And they are just really good at what they do. Get over to Tropical Fiberglass Pool. Highly, highly encourage you to do it right now.
Federal agencies and the DMV, where hope goes to die. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Hi there. I don't know what was wrong with the music. Something. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. And it was a great clip, too. Okay, I got to play this. Welcome to the show, by the way. Hi, Uncle Milton.
Hi.
Here's the clip. Here is Biden followed by Kamala Harris followed by George Soros. You guys ready for this one? These are the three outtakes today. Here we go.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Look
he is Joe Biden's record. Oh.
A Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
Clearly, I consider the Trump administration a danger to the world, but I regard it as a purely temporary phenomenon that will disappear in 2020.
Ooh. It's nothing like hearing Satan speak. Yeah, that was interesting.
Sounded like Joseph Goebbels.
Wasn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So there's Biden talking about how he's going to beat himself. I know. And then you guys heard this one. This was Harris. Kamala Harris. Here we go.
A Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is Joe Biden just the...
Just together with her.
Jeez. Little slip of the tongue there.
I don't think it was a slip.
Interesting stuff.
I think they intentionally are letting the cat out of the bag, that this is their intention.
Yeah.
They admit that Biden can't do it. They're setting him up. Any day we're going to hear that he can't do the debates.
Yep.
And in essence, we're going to be electing Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Can you even... Gosh.
But that's going to destroy the Democratic Party. It's not going to work.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show. This is our local hour, so you are welcome to call up on issues relating to county, city, all of Utah, even outside of Utah. What's going on in your local towns and cities, listening outside the state as well? Because, you know, this is that time when we like to kind of talk about really what's going on in our locale, local areas. And a lot to talk about on the show today, of course, because I wasn't here yesterday, so there's just so much to catch up on.
You weren't here yesterday?
Uh-uh, no.
Neither was I.
I know you weren't. I know you weren't. Anyway, so a couple of things. I just wanted to comment on one of them was Romney, because, you know, While America's burning and being looted and we have COVID-19 and people are wearing masks and all this stuff is going on, I'm always like, well, hey, what's Romney up to? What's Romney doing? It's kind of like the question for Chris Stewart, too. What is Chris Stewart up to? Well, Congressman Stewart's just writing out articles saying, is America good? I mean, talk about low-hanging fruit. Yeah, it is good. Okay, good. We're all on the same page. Just, can you get more ridiculous? And Senator Romney, I can't believe I still have to say that. Ugh. Senator Romney suggests capping college athlete pay at $50,000. This is his big contribution to liberty.
Capping their pay.
He wants... Yeah. There's no government. There's no government authority for this. Why is this an issue for Romney? Why is he commenting on this? Why is he part of this? It's astounding that somebody is so far from their role.
Did he mention that he wanted to cap their tuition at the same time? Or?
Can you believe this? Yeah. He's just got his fingers in everything. It's kind of amazing to watch Romney.
There must have been a change somewhere where they allow senators to decide how much money you can earn.
Maybe, yes. He's taking advantage of that. Okay. Wow. Okay. Before I get into local stuff, I just wanted to mention this. I think we all realize that we're being set up for a coup. Okay. Oh. And if we haven't gotten that memo yet. So I'm hoping that things are getting in place that would prevent this coup. I don't know what's going to happen, just like you guys don't know what's going to happen. But I do know that they're setting us up for one. And this is why they keep telling us that we're not going to like the results. Right. And they're going to go in and grab the president.
Yep. And it's very close.
Yes.
Even though Biden attracts eight people and the president
attracts but it's
thousands.
Very close, yes. Yeah. And we keep getting told, too, there was a piece put out by Deseret News that we keep getting told that we don't really want to show up to the polls. Did you see this? Scott Rasmussen, that's right. And this was the Deseret News Hinckley Institute survey this week. And it talked about how they've never done this amidst a pandemic before. And they're just so worried about us not really wanting to show up. We don't really want to vote. I was actually quite surprised reading this. Will it make any difference? Is it worth the effort? Yeah. Going on and on, really saying the reality is that projecting likely voter models is more than an art than a science. And that, we're just, we have to decide who we dislike the least. Are we really going to show? So,
wow.
Yeah. And talking about how disengaged we are. And then it said, but it's not just the disengaged voters who are hard to predict. I'm sorry, who said we were all disengaged voters?
They did.
Yes. I was actually really shocked at this this poll that they wrote about for Deseret News. Mm. And anyway, the voters probably had the best of intentions to carry out their civic duty, but finding the time to vote got lost in the shuffle of busy lives, competing for priorities and activities. Okay. Yeah. And it even said we're clearly disengaged. I don't think so. Yeah. I think a lot of people are just really quiet right now.
And they don't want people to vote.
Yeah.
Because that way they can replace those ballots with fake ones.
Yeah. You're exactly right. I hope people are getting that point, because there have been articles talking about how we can help with the fraud. Well, are you going to help get the, it's in the systems. It's in a lot of different avenues. I'm not quite sure. I don't know how we're going to do this, to tell you the truth. But
I think that the president has a plan to deal with the fraud.
Yeah.
I've said that for over a year. That I think he's been working all along, knowing that this was going to come down to fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Utah officials say voting by mail is safe, but we're just so disengaged.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just won't show. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're hoping to get us on the right ballpark again. Thanks. I love these articles, by the way. Give me a break. So then they wrote another opinion piece, and this came from the Deseret News editorial board that's very liberal. And they went on to say that there's two words that are very... Let me give you the title of it, and that'll tell you everything. Division is dispelled with two simple words, united and states. And we just need to get on the same page, people. all over the country. If you can just get on the page of propaganda, they'd really appreciate that, because that would give the world a unifying front. We're just not on board enough. We don't do things the same enough. I couldn't believe this. Mm-hmm. I was reading. They even went to, on September 9th, 1776, the Continental Congress made a small but significant shift in the name of the new nation as delegates replaced the phrase United Colonies with United States, and how they've written extensively about the need for unity. That means that everybody gets on board. So get this next sentence. Are you ready for this? We are equally committed to the notion of federalism. Let me say that again. We are equally committed to the notion of federalism and the need for states to govern closer to the people. How do you put that in the same sentence? Okie dokie. So anyway, they went on to quote Jefferson, the government closest to the people serves the people best. But they said the national government has such a big role to play that we're just bypassing it. And we need to get on board to have a more perfect union. That means everybody on the same page, people. And then they even quoted Dr. Martin Luther King and misspelled his name and said, where do we go from here, chaos or community? Well, community to them means you believe everything they're saying and just mm-hmm. do what you are told, citizen. So it went on to say that. They said this is a very contentious year. So it would be really, really nice if everybody would just do what they're told. Then we wouldn't have any contention. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Deseret News.
It all makes sense.
Really appreciate you. So they said, yes, amidst the pandemic and civil unrest, that division is not going to help us. Yeah. And they'd like to solve the problem of cooperation, which means do as you're told.
If only all you people would listen to my friend Joseph Goebbels, everything would be fine.
Here's Soros again to tell you.
A Harris
administration that was,
together with Joe Biden.
Here we go.
Clearly.
Clearly.
I consider the Trump administration a danger to the world. I regard it as a purely temporary phenomenon. That will disappear in 2020.
Jeez, I
and
just got the chills.
We have ways to make you talk.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, the editorial board at the Deseret News needs to change. And I sure hope you write in to let them know that unity and federalism is not actual unity. Okay. States are supposed to clearly be different and stand on their own two feet. And that doesn't mean we have to be a united front in federalism. It astounds me when they start quoting Jefferson to back themselves up. And I'm thinking, they're so far off. It's amazing how far off they are. So you might want to write them and let them know, because they really do need to hear from the public. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show, and I'll take your calls too.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Don't fade away. I'll be pushing on. Till the rivers run dry. I've got to try, try, try. I'll be pushing on. Till my
Hi there. Welcome back. Hey, Daly Show. I got Uncle Milty with me. We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. Happy to do so. And I do want to talk for a moment, if you will. Well, first, before I get there, let me tell you, Tropical Fiberglass Pool and Spa has a special right now, $1,000 off on their Labor Day special. You can still grab that, or special financing. Take advantage of it. You know, I hope you're doing everything you can to make your home a wonderful place to be, your backyard a wonderful place to be, something that can help with the stress of dealing with what's going on in this world right now. And it really does help. It really does help. I can attest to that. I absolutely love my hot tub from Tropical. And let me tell you, the hydrotherapy, the jets, they're amazing and great for back pain. You know, my husband has a lot of back pain and I know that it helps him a lot. And I just absolutely love it because of what it does for me too. So I'm just telling you, get a hot tub. It really can help you. And you know what? When you actually have a hot tub, really and truly, people ask me all the time, what does it cost to have it run on so it's ready all the time, right? So it's up to that great, nice, warm temperature. And it's about $20 a month. $25 a month. That's it.
That's it.
Yep, that's it. You can run it all month long, and that's all you'll get on your heating bill. I mean, really, it's so well worth it. Some friends were just asking me about it over the weekend, and I'm telling you, it's wonderful. Go over to Tropical. Tell them we sent you. They are just amazing. They will. They know exactly what they're doing. 40 years experience. You could just. It's just do it. Just do it. Seriously, it's saving me right now. Okay, let's talk about county commissioners. I know that they were on another show complaining that we were giving out misleading information. No, the information we give out isn't misleading. It's just embarrassing for them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. I mean, let's just call it. I know Commissioner Almquist put out a post and it was begging again, telling everybody, you know, for our freedom.
You forgot to say the honorable commissioner.
Oh, gosh, please. So after some bad press of really, and hat tip to Thomas Dykes on that too, pointing mm-hmm. that out at the meeting where they were talking about allocating the funding for the vaccines and having the sheriff's department, the emergency services oversee that. No questions asked. Just, yeah. Oh, yes, here you go. Here's your money. Obviously, we have a problem with that because why are they doing it and why were they allocated that money without question? And so they were begging for freedom and they wrote a letter to the governor begging, literally begging for freedom.
Yeah.
It was really embarrassing. So then a post went out saying, we've done all we can do. We just want to go green. Allow us to go green. And people were on there going, just keep asking. Just keep asking for your freedom, right?
Yay, Gil. Yay.
It's kind of amazing. And so this is what I have to say to this, because I have such a problem with what they're doing. And I didn't want to have to resort to this, because I think that you should be able to have courage and stand on your own regardless. You should be able to. So I hate having to point out where other counties have had courage and a backbone and said no to this nonsense, but they have. Clearly, three counties in California said no to the governor.
Yep.
Do you want to know what the only thing that the governor could do to those counties was say, well, then I'm going to threaten not to give you the COVID money.
Yeah.
That was all the governor could do. That was it. Nothing else. And so I tell you this because this has happened in Pennsylvania.
Yep. All over the country.
All over the country. And counties in different states were saying, we're not going to go along with this. We're just not going to do this. And we're just going to go ahead and reopen. And put ourselves on the color code, Sesame Street color code that we want. And then when they held the news conference, I think this was in California, they basically just said, okay, businesses, you do what you want. We're not going to have any type of anything. We're just going to sit on our hands as a county. So that was one way to do it. There's many ways to have courage, yep. And there's many ways to do this and stand up. So they act like here in Utah that they don't have the same ability to stand up to the governor.
No.
They all want his favors.
Yeah, we just, the best way to go here is to beg.
Well, you can't jump up the ladder and run for offices that are bigger than county commissioner unless you
have kissed somebody's butt.
That's one way to put it. And so here we are. So could you do it? And all they can say is, well, we won't give you the money. Well, apparently they already gave them the money.
Yeah.
So The governor has no leverage on that whatsoever. The counties can do what they want. Why are they asking for permission and freedom? Why?
I knew we were in trouble when this in this thread, you know. Someone responded, Gil, thank you. I support you 100% on this effort. You have worked within the system. Please submit another request as often as you need. I am happy to add my signature. Jimmy Hughes.
He's a city councilman. The begging for freedom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad everybody assists in that begging of freedom.
Well, then somebody else wrote, working within a corrupt system is the last thing we need.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon to both of you.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
Hello.
I'm going to throw a question out to anybody that'll answer it, but I'm especially directing it towards the pointy-headed elitists that think they're so brilliant.
Okay.
How in the hell do you consider going to code-level green freedom?
Yeah, because it's a new normal. It's not a normal. It's not really freedom at all. It's playing within their color-coded Sesame Street system. I know. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so, hey, anybody out there, especially the bureaucracy, please call in and let us know how still playing under your little, like Kate called it, your Sesame Street color code system, how is that freedom?
Yeah, it isn't. And it's bothersome to me and sad to me to see them begging the governor, can we please be free? I mean, did they take on the county commission role for a reason? What was their reason for getting elected? What did they say when they were giving their campaign speeches, right?
Well, come on.
Nice
it's
promises.
All talk. We know that.
Yeah. Nice little promises. And this is where the rubber hits the road. This is where they can show what they were all talking about, but they refuse to. And so they're all mealy-mouthed and sad because they won't do a thing. They just won't do a thing. They begged. They begged, and they're just not getting their freedom for you. Sorry, guys. We tried. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, and one last thing real quick, and then I'll get off. But Rush came out with a song many, many years ago, Show Don't Tell.
Exactly. Thank you for that, caller. I really appreciate that. It is really pathetic to watch. And so they're on other shows trying to talk about us and say, gosh, that pesky Uncle Milty and Kate, they just mislead you. No, actually, we've read their stuff on the air.
Yeah.
I mean, I I'm just pointing out how pathetic it is.
Well, when you quote them directly.
Yeah.
I mean what else can you do?
Yeah. Begging for freedom. And then trying to justify it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then even coming out, adding insult to injury, coming out and saying, if there was a vote, we would vote no for forced vaccinations. Well, guess what, county commissioners? It won't go to a vote for you for forced vaccinations. And it won't. And so his little promises, I don't believe anything they say because they've never backed it up. If you listen to their meetings, it's all about environmentalism. It's all about appointing people for the environmentalism, and it's all about this kind of stuff. And then they pat themselves on the back, and they wave at the flag, and they put their hand to their heart, and they say that they, you know, pledge to do what's right. Well, then do what's right. There are other counties that have led in the effort, have had courage and a backbone, and have said no to their governor. Why can't we ever be one of them? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard or not, but up north, there's this couple of school districts that have lost. The Salt Lake City School District is losing 3,000 students. And therefore, because they figure that's about $3,000 or $4,000 or $1 million. And what they want is for us, because they do not cater to the parents, and 3,000 parents do not want their kids to go back to those school districts. They want they want us to vote funding no matter how many students they lose. And I'm just saying, if they want money, they should make sure they have a good program instead of saying, oh, we need more money because we're losing all these students because we're not doing our job. We got all these teachers who feel they're going to die if they have the COVID and all that. So I'm just saying we need to vote no.
Yeah.
If we have that chance to elect or vote on funding for those two, for those schools that can't do their job the right way. So
amen. Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Yeah. The federal budget also of the school money is only 7% of the $1.1 billion, I think, that we get. It's 7%. They act like it's 90% of the budget. It's just amazing to me what the kind of lies they get away with effectively.
Well, you know, the funny thing is it's not really even important mm-hmm. if we stay in yellow or go to green. Evan Vickers, mm-hmm. the Honorable Evan Vickers, uh-huh. said the only difference between green and yellow on business is that it becomes a recommendation in green, whereas in yellow it's a requirement. But it's not a requirement in yellow either, so there's no difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you. This is just... Do you know, we haven't even had 30 deaths attributed, and I say attributed because you know they're lying about the
right.
deaths, to COVID. That's all they could muster up was 29 in the entire southern...
Five county area.
Yeah, five counties. 29. Yep.
Frightens me.
I know. Yeah, it's the big COVID lie. And like we always say, the first step has to be to tell people to take off their mask. I have a shirt that has something written on the back about taking off the mask. And this guy yelled at me across the store and he said, "Somebody finally with common sense." And he immediately took off his mask. That's the first step. There's always a first step. That's the first one. And I think it's reminding these county commissioners, these mayors, that people do have a backbone and you can have one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why they said they were going to be elected, was to have one. So possess one then.
I've started walking up to people that have the mask down below their nose.
Uh-huh.
And I say, "Look, why don't you just take it off altogether?"
Yeah.
You'll do a lot for the United States of America if you do that.
It's so true, though. Oh, that is so true. By the way, in Pennsylvania, I mentioned Pennsylvania, they had an interesting outcome with the judge to the coronavirus stuff. I'll mention that when we come back. Also, I'll take your calls, too. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Let's take the time. Let's check outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you're gonna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. We were doing a little of the White Man Overbite, weren't we? I love that song. I like that ZZ Top song. Anyway, I don't know how you couldn't do the White Man Overbite to that. Go to Dr. Diet. Make sure that you are going there. If you'd like to drop some weight for good, finally, and get it off quick, and do it the right way, just save yourself all the time and energy, go to Dr. Diet. They have all kinds of different supplements that can help, and all kinds of different appetite suppressants and shots that kind of get the metabolic rate going again, and all kinds of tools. They have a wonderful RN and doctor and homeopath and chiropractor. Let me just tell you, they are equipped to help, and in so many different ways, and they really will work with your personal health and also your body type to help you figure out what's the best thing you can do to get rid of the weight so you feel better, look better, everything. Dr. Diet, I love these guys. I've used them myself. They're amazing. I would do it this way in a heartbeat again because it really works. You can go, you can call them 628-DIET, 628-DIET. Give them a call. Honestly, it's the best way to go. Dr. Diet Wellness Center, Dr. Diet on Facebook, and then 628-DIET is the phone number. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, but I think a lot of these people are trying to understand is, like, you know, they put these whole things in because they scaremongered us into it when this whole thing started up and nobody knew. So we were like, okay, whatever we need to do to be safe.
Yeah.
And the last time they did this was when we had the 9/11 events that we came in and we said, oh, well, we've got to have the TSA now. We've got to have all this. Now, have we had another terror event yet? No, but we still have the TSA. So these guys are thinking, well, we can be an entity just like the TSA. Once we put these things in, we can just continue them for as long as we deem fit or forever because we've been scaremongered into it. Yet we as American people are realizing, no, 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 we're not following for that. It's like, fool me once, shame on you.
Right.
Fool me twice, shame on me.
Right.
And the third time, I will not be shamed again.
Amen. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, I completely agree. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Yeah, right on the money. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, we have a new COVID idea here in the St. Louis area. We got a call from Washington University, and they offered us $200 Visa card if we would go a degree to get tested. And we both said no.
$200 to test?
For each of us. For each of us. So that'd be $400 for our family. Not as good as the stimulus check, but hey, you know.
Oh, my gosh. And who's paying this?
Well, it said Washington University, so I presume you taxpayer some way.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for letting us know. $200 apiece. Wow. $200 apiece just to go test.
Boy, they are
desperately wanting these numbers. They're either swimming around in a vat of fecal matter trying to find it, or I know one state was talking about anal swabbing children.
Oh, that had nothing to do with COVID.
Can you believe this?
Anal swabbing children.
Yeah, yeah. So let me, they're getting very, very desperate.
I'm going to start sending my grandchild's diapers in.
There you go, right? Jeez Louise. A federal judge ruled that Pennsylvania's coronavirus orders are unconstitutional.
Yep.
That happened yesterday. Federal judge ruled on Monday that to shut down the state, close businesses and limited gatherings, all unconstitutional. So U.S. District Judge William Stickman, Trump appointed him. And in his opinion, COVID-19 orders from Governor Wolf there in Pennsylvania, Secretary of Health Rachel Levine, violated and continue to violate the First Amendment right to freedom of assembly and then due process and equal protection clauses of the 14th Amendment. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He said, in an emergency, the authority of government is not unfettered. So he said, things were done in good intention of addressing the public health emergency.
Yeah.
But he said, but even in an emergency, the authority of government is not unfettered. And there's no question that this country has faced and will face emergencies of every sort. But the solution to a national crisis can never be permitted to supersede the commitment to individual liberty that stands at the foundation of the American experiment.
Amen.
A good judge. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hey there.
I had a lovely conversation with Gil Holmquist this morning.
County Commissioner.
About, hey, if he's not going to let us go green, let's just not comply.
Right.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
You know, I told him, I know you're getting beat up, but it's for good reason.
Yeah.
You know, I said, furthermore, why do we not just go sue the governor?
Right.
And I told him, I said, point blank, the business owners are footing the bill right now. They're the ones losing their livelihoods. People are losing their jobs. And let's sue Governor Herbert.
Yeah.
And he says, well, that's always an option, but we don't want to upset him because then we'll get funding cut on stuff.
No.
Wow.
Excuse
so
me?
They're whoring
Who
out
cares?
Our liberty. That's nice.
you got under his skin because, man, he was he took a good 5-10 minutes off of his radio program, or, you know, his time to really lay into this other radio station that was not going along with the correct facts.
Oh,
so
I
they
know.
Are listening, and it is happening.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad. So, it should. It should, because it's calling out their stuff. And you know what? They're letting it all hang out. And people should be talking to them more like you call them.
Well,
people should be doing that more. I appreciate that.
Between the school board and the county commissioners and mayor, like, none of them like me right now. And that's fine.
That's okay.
I didn't come. Hey, my grandfather left a good legacy in this county. He's the reason we got the JROTC program in the high schools, the Veterans Home, and the Tonopah Memorial.
Right.
He left big shoes for me to fill, and I'm not done with them.
Aw, so, well, thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys.
Really appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you. You know, yeah, I'm with him.
Yeah.
I'm with him 100%.
You know, when they say things like, well, we can't do that because we won't get the money.
Yeah.
What they're really just saying is, look, you know, we're taking these bribes. And if you make us stand up for you, we're not going to get the bribe money.
That's exactly what they're saying. It's really pathetic. It's that level of pathetic, you guys. So you either call them out on it or you don't. Or you go along with the fact that they want to take these bribes. Do you know the South Dakota said no to all the money?
Yep.
Yeah. Did you know that states have enough money? Did you know that states are just fine without taking the additional money that wasn't budgeted and they didn't know was coming?
Mayor Pike said to me one day I was in a meeting with him,
mm-hmm.
he said, look, he says, getting the federal money back like that is a way to get our money back.
Mm-hmm.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
Because you don't give it back. You just spend it. That's all.
Exactly. It's more spending money. You're sending them out shopping is what you're doing.
Yep.
And so what did? They turned around and with 100,000 to 200,000 vaccines said you can have this 50,000 some odd, you know, a vehicle to help with passing those out to people. Passing them, forcing them, who knows yet what that looks like. But isn't that kind of amazing? It's like, no, let us go shopping. Let us go shopping to further enslave you.
Uh-huh.
Don't stand in the way of us taking our bribe. I don't know of a populace that if you really spell it out and people start to understand it in those terms, that they'd be very happy with that. So, of course, they're not happy with us speaking out about this. Who would be?
It doesn't matter which branch of government is giving you the money. It was still stolen from you first.
Exactly.
There's no way around that.
Yep. And when they say given to them by the feds, who do you think that money is? The feds don't have any money.
No.
It just makes me sick. It makes me sick because I just thought more. I thought more of them that they would at least have that much integrity to like take those steps. Nope. No. It's just constant backpedaling.
They don't even know what the word means anymore. Integrity.
Frustration. Another thing I wanted to mention too, Troy Anderson of the Black Lives Matters group that came here in February and Dixie State supported wholeheartedly by substantiating and Mayor Pike marching with them and other members of the Hughes and Danielle Larkin down there marching with them, the police chief kneeling, all of that, okay? Police chief is totally on board with Black Lives Matters. So Troy Anderson was quoted in a local paper, and he is the head of Black Lives Matters chapter down here.
Yeah, and they're doing some behind-the-scenes work.
What does that mean, behind-the-scenes work? You mean like in secret or?
Like, you know, in the old days, they used to say in the cigar room.
Oh,
you know, the back rooms, smoking the cigars and making deals.
Right.
They have the Black Lives Matter, first of all, is such a tiny, tiny, tiny minority in this area, number one. They have no reason making backdoor deals with the mayor and the police. And that's what he said they're doing.
Right.
And as soon as we come to some kind of a policy we can enforce, we'll let you know what it is.
I'm sorry, is he part of them? Is he part of the decision-making,
lawmaking? It sounds like he thinks he is.
Wow. That's quite a meeting that nobody ever heard of. Huh.
I where did this guy come from that he can have that kind of pull, that he gets a backdoor deal with the local city government and the police department?
Mayor Pike and two that I know of the city council. Sorry, city council totally support him, what he's doing. So, did they give him access? Then I'm just trying to figure this out. This is a nobody from Salt Lake that came here to the southern half of the state that decided that he needs to be quoted every 5 minutes in newspapers, and that what he says goes. And he was down there on the ground giving out interviews with Black Lives Matters when they were down there marching. Remember Mayor Pike and his big, huge sign?
Wow.
White silence equals black death. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Can't recall that, right?
Yeah, no.
So that's an interesting assertion that he put out in the paper, that he's meeting and having these meetings. And he'll let everybody know the new policy.
Behind
wow. I didn't know
the
we
scenes.
Elected him.
Behind the scenes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm horrified. I'm totally horrified right now. I hope you are, too. I also wanted to comment, too, that New York Times came out with an article a couple of days ago. Lockdowns have not helped anything. New York Post, by the way.
New York Post.
Yes. Lockdowns have not stopped anything, have not really done anything to prevent the spread of the flu. I mean, COVID. I mean, the flu. I mean, it's kind of hard to tell. So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that. And I also wanted to mention, too, and maybe I'll talk about this a little bit more tomorrow, but the nursing homes, you know, when nursing homes do not allow people in, because if masks work, then why aren't people allowed to wear masks in to see their loved ones? See, there's no reason in the world why people shouldn't be allowed in. And I've had people contact me that are so emotional and so upset, and for good reason, about not being permitted to see their grandparents who desperately need visitors.
Oh, yeah.
Desperately. And here 8 months later, still sitting there alone. Nothing makes me more sick than seeing a bunch of people act like bullies in the state government that would condone that, that would allow that, that would say that that's okay. And these nursing homes that say that that's okay and that they're ordered to do it. There has to be a level of conscience here where we answer to that at some point, right? Because I hate bullies. Mm-hmm. I just hate bullies. I hate the school boards and how they bully these kids at school to wear the masks. I hate people that bully elderly people, people that need that contact. It just makes me sick.
Well, I have a friend who's almost 100 years old. Mm-hmm. She was in the hospital and in a nursing home there for a while.
Right.
Just got out recently, and I got to go there this morning and mm-hmm. see her and take her communion.
Right.
And it was like I saw a picture of her when she was still in the nursing home. She looked like she was on her deathbed. Mm-hmm. Now that she's home with her family again,
now she's great. Huh?
Doing great.
It's very visual. Hi, caller. You got 30 seconds. Go for it.
The Black Lives Matter, can we just deem them as a terrorist group and
please.
Then jump on the mayor and the police chief
please.
Because of their participation?
Absolutely. I think people should be talking about it every day and writing in opinion pieces. Thank you for that. Writing in opinion pieces consistently about it. Out them. Out the police chief. He's a disgrace. Out the mayor. He's a disgrace for marching with them. And they are a terrorist organization. And the city council members... it wasn't Hughes. It was, what's his name? The city council.
Almquist?
No. The son of our previous mayor. Gosh, I cannot think today. Oh, you guys, I'm sorry.
Oh, Mick.
Yeah, I know you guys know who he is. Anyway, sorry about this. My brain is just not working today. Anyway, out them. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.